The Delta Concert Band is one of the longest running bands in BC. It is currently enjoying its 58th year of providing music. By the way, I was at your 40th celebration, and I can't believe that's 18 years ago already. And helping support band students in Delta Secondary School, in Delta schools via both workshops and bursaries. We thank members of the Delta Music Makers for making the Ladner Band Fest possible. Well, thank you very much for that comment. And here we go. Jim Tempest and the Delta Concert Band.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and we are the Delta Concert Band. That was the Arsenal March, written by a Dutch guy, even though it sounded very, very British, which is appropriate, as today is the last day of the celebrations of the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty ascending the throne. So we kind of hit all bases on that one. We're going to continue now with a piece of music that everybody thinks was written by a British guy. He was actually Australian, and he became famous as a band writer in the United States. Percy Grainger was a world-class pianist, and during the First World War, he was in the middle of a tour, and World War I didn't agree with him. He was a pacifist. So He played soprano saxophone as a hobby, so he wandered into an Army Reserve base in the city of New York City and said, "Oh, I'm here. I'd like to learn how to play in the band, please." And during the balance of the war, he stayed there and started writing for band. And many of the pieces that Granger wrote have now become core to literature for wind ensemble and band. This next one is something anybody who ever listened to CBC in the 1960s and 70s will know. It's probably his most famous recognized piece anyways, and it's called Country Gardens. You'll hear there's a couple of spots where it sounds kind of funky. Apparently, the editor that did this particular arrangement found the original score. Granger hated the fact that everybody loved this piece, so he intentionally wrote some wrong notes in it, and see if you can hear them. Thank you. We're going to continue now with something written by a fellow who learned how to orchestrate working under the great John Williams. This is a piece written by Rossano Galante. If anybody saw E.T. in the 1980s, I think Rossano might have been the orchestrator on that score. This is very much inspired by that score, but this is entitled The Falls by Rossano Galante.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Rossano is a new voice. He's only been writing for bands for about 5 or 6 years, and boy, are we ever glad he is. Great piece. So, the tradition of band music in North America goes back a long, long way. In the 1950s, after World War II was over, the Ford Foundation sponsored young composers to go work with school bands. One of them was the next was a fellow we're going to play a piece of his next, and I've forgotten his name. It's Alfred Reed. So Alfred Reed probably was one of the most influential composers of that period. He did a residency shortly after completing his master's degree. He started writing when he was in the U.S. Navy, and then went on and got a master's degree in composition, and then spent a year working with several bands, school bands in the Midwest, and lots of the stuff that he wrote right up to his death in the mid-1990s is still core to our repertoire. This is one of two arrangements he did of a pop tune that I think is absolutely gorgeous. This is Alfred Reed's version of the Hungarian folk song, Autumn Leaves.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That piece always makes me just go, such a gorgeous arrangement. We're going to go across the pond again. This is a piece that we discovered. The wonderful thing about YouTube is if you've got a week, you can go down the black hole and listen to music. And every once in a while, you find something that you kind of go, hey, I could do that. And this piece came through our president, Marilyn Turner. She said, hey, Jim, check this out. This is a piece written by a fellow named Mark Ellerby. Ellerby's Mark, anyways, he's British. It was written for a band in the UK, and it's called Silent Movie Music. We're going to play a couple movements for you. It's about 25 minutes in its entirety. So we're going to play three movements for you. The first one is called Follow That Cab, or Catch That Cab. Hey, Steve. The second one is called Gangster's Mall, and the third one is called Bungling Burglars. So from the silent movie suite, those three movements. Thank you. Thank you very much. In the before time, we went to the UK in 2018. Previously, I think in 2017 or maybe 2016, the Delta Music Makers had also been in England. So we said, we can do that. So we did. But we went to the north after the Music Makers took over the south, primarily because that's where my bloody people are from. So we went there, and we toured through the northern part of the country, and the tour company that we had was run by a Scottish fellow who was very proud of the fact that he was a Scot. And the next piece we're going to play for you is the first movement of a suite written by a British guy named Phil Spark. Phil's a crazy trumpet player. I'm fortunate I've met him a couple of times and can call him a friend. He's a gas. He's a great player. He writes primarily for brass band, but this is a piece that was written for the Black Deck Mills Band, which is probably one of the, if not the best brass bands in the entire world. And then he transcribed it for wind band, and we're really, really lucky. This is called Hymn to the Highlands. This is the first movement called Ardris Castle, and our resident Scott says it's from where, Anne? Just south of Inverness. So keep your ears and eyes open, and Nessie may come and visit us as we play Philip Spark's Ardris Castle. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thanks to the corporation, the city of Delta. Thanks to the music makers. Thank God the pandemic is almost behind us. Be safe, people, but be thankful that we can do this again. Cheers. Delta Music, Delta Concert Band.
All right, so yeah, big round of applause for the Delta Concert Band. I love this band. I love the sound, the blend, and the intonation. They're absolutely gorgeous. And a nice selection of music, Jim. Thank you.